Australia's Rail Transport Union is warning that proposed changes to train drivers' working hours under a new national rail safety law are risky and fly in the face of the latest research on fatigue and safety. The draft proposal by the National Transport Commission recommends ditching a 12-hour cap on working hours and letting rail companies set limits on shift lengths and rest breaks. Emily Burke reports.
State and federal transport ministers are just weeks away from getting together to look at fatigue and safety laws for the nation's rail network. A draft proposal by the National Transport Commission recommends fatigue standards for train drivers in New South Wales be relaxed for the sake of flexibility and to cut the burden and cost of regulation. But that plan has locomotive drivers like Dave Matthey worried.
We have a system in New South Wales that is world's best practice, and I don't understand why the NTC would want to go away from that. I would have thought that we would all try and keep everybody safe, and that can't be done if people are being allowed to work or companies are being allowed to roster people longer than 12 hours.
Bob Nanva is the National Secretary of the Rail, Tram and Bus Union.
In New South Wales, there are some of the toughest rail safety regulations in the world, and that is a product of several recent tragedies, including the Waterfall and Glenbrook rail tragedies, and as a result of the McInerney Inquiry, which recommended tough fatigue standards. Our concern is that uniform legislation across Australia should raise standards across Australia rather than reducing to the lowest common denominator.
And he says the NTC must look at the latest research.
The NTC have effectively concluded that there is little evidence to support differing fatigue-related outcomes if maximum shift lengths and minimum rest breaks are put into legislation. That analysis is tenuous. It's based on assumption rather than evidence. We hope that they will take heed of some of the recommendations in this expert report.
That research has been done by Dr. Shanta Rajaratnam, a fatigue and safety expert based at Monash University.
What we can see is even after 8 hours of exposure to a particular task during a shift, for example, the risk of an accident or an injury substantially increases. A shift longer than 12 hours would not provide adequate opportunity for restorative sleep before another shift starts.
The union's Bob Nanva fears the international experience and the lessons learned from rail disasters here will be lost.
To abolish maximum shift lengths, to abolish minimum rest breaks for rail workers, is to forget everything that we have learned from some of those tragedies.
That's Bob Nanva from the Rail, Tram and Bus Union, ending Emily Burke's report.